Welcome to Sports Spectrum, the sports and faith podcast that brings Jesus back into the conversation. Here's your host, Jason Romano.
Welcome, everyone, to Sports Spectrum's podcast. I'm Jason Romano. It's a throwback Thursday edition, and this one was one of my favorite interviews that we ever did, and it was with Inky Johnson, the former Tennessee defensive back and now motivational speaker. If you've never heard of Inky Johnson or know about any of his videos, please go to YouTube and just Google his name or YouTube his name and watch and listen and learn and be inspired. Inky Johnson. It was episode number 112 of the Sports Spectrum podcast, and we're really only going to give you a little taste of Inky Johnson. And then I want to encourage you to listen to the entire episode because, man, this guy is full of encouragement, full of positivity, and just a great dude. He's a motivational speaker, former college football player with the University of Tennessee, and he had a dream of playing in the NFL, rose from a life of poverty and drugs in the ghetto of Atlanta, made it all the way to Tennessee to play with the Volunteers, and then in 2006, his dream was shattered. And he'll tell that story on the Sports Spectrum podcast. Throwback Thursday edition with Inky Johnson, episode number 112 from May of 2018. Take a listen to Inky Johnson on Sports Spectrum. When did faith become part of your journey? Was there any faith growing up as a kid? Was that talked about? Was church anything in your life at that time?
Oh, absolutely. So I was coming up in this house to where it was weird. I had uncles living there and they were selling drugs. They're doing everything, going in and out of prison. And my grandmother was amazing. My mother was amazing to where they would have us in Bible study. They would have us at church every Sunday, you know, me and my cousins. And, you know, coming up, you go and you do it. It's routine. You get used to it and things of that nature. And so I was going to church my whole childhood. You know, every Sunday I was in church. You know, my Sunday school teacher would pick me up, me and my cousins, and we would go and study. But it wasn't until my freshman year at UT to where I started getting spiritually discipled, you know, by our chaplain, a guy by the name of James Mitchell. But coming up, I always had my faith intact. I was always in the church. And so when I got to Tennessee, it went to another level.
Inky, September 9th, 2006. Changes your life forever. Take us to that day.
Mm-hmm. September 9th, 2006, Jason, is one of the best days of my life, you know, outside of marrying my wife and my wife giving birth to our two children. And a lot of people look at that day, you know, and they see tragedy, they see pain, they see my career ending, you know, because that's when it happened, September 9th, 2006. And people say, man, how could you look at that day and say that's one of the best days of your life? You know, because a lot of things happen and manifested. But to start that day, I started off my pregame ritual the same way. You know, I listened to the same pregame song, Phil Collins. I could feel it coming in the air tonight. You know, I showed up at the stadium, same time. You know, I did my ritual, my prayer. You know, I jogged around the field. You know, me and my guys, we cut up, we joked. And, you know, when the game started against Air Force, to be honest with you, we always respected our opponent, but we had Florida the next week. And so the starters, you know, we thought we would be out of the game in the second half. In the second half, we were still in the game. As a matter of fact, the fourth quarter, we were still in the game. And it was 2 minutes left in the game. And their quarterback dropped back, made a great pass to one of their guys. He catches the ball. I go to make the tackle late in the game. I'm supposed to end the game. And as soon as I hit the guy, you know, it seemed as if every breath in my body left. My body went completely limp. I fell to the ground and I blacked out. And 2 hours later, I was in the emergency room and I was fighting for my life.
Inky's story is a fascinating one. And I encourage you to go listen to the rest of this episode. It's episode number 112. You can look it up in the show notes or just search Inky Johnson Sports Spectrum on the podcast app that you're listening to this show on, and you'll find the entire interview. It's almost an hour long, and you want to talk about inspiring, positive, encouraging, one of these great speakers, one of the great speakers you'll ever hear, Inky Johnson. Please go back, listen to that entire episode, and then just spend 20 minutes, a half hour each day watching an Inky Johnson video on YouTube, and I promise you, you will come away a better person. So thank you to Inky Johnson for being a guest here on Sports Spectrum. Make sure you go back and listen to that entire episode. It was episode number 112. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. I hope you all have a great rest of your day.